They just keep.
Hi, Jeff. First race completed this year. Got over the gremlins from last week. How did your first full night go?
That was pretty good. The car went well with all the problems we had last week and even last night when we tested. We got the motor running good. The car went good. I mean, the car's probably got more than I do right now, so I'm a little behind. And I'm catching up, though. At the end of the race, we really started to come on strong. So, and I'm just glad to run a 50-lap race and complete it and got a top 10 and move on.
What's your schedule look like from this point on for the rest of the season?
We're going to run next week again, and then probably one or two in August, and then the Classics.
When are we going to see your, teammate, Jerry Curran in the 35?
I think he's going to get out probably in August. We'll finish that car up. Now he's got this one done. He said, now can I work on mine? So he's going to get his all finished up, and hopefully he can get out here and practice next Friday night.
You said it's more of the driver having to catch up with the car. What was most, I guess I'll say unfamiliar, but what do you got to work on the most for yourself?
Well, I've only really raced in this race, and I raced one other. I raced Classic and got crashed out the first lap. So I've only raced probably two races in 17 years. So it's reflexes, understanding how the car goes through the race, you know. And it's a tempo, and those guys get dicing it up early, and I was like, I'm not in a points race. So I figure I'm working. Everything I'm doing is for Classic. So.
What brought you back here? What rekindled the drive in you?
Well, the drive never goes away, but it's, life changes. Things went pretty well for me in Indianapolis. Our company got very successful, and we can afford to do it. It's kind of a starving artist type of thing. When I was young racing here, and when I left here, I was fairly young. So figure if I'm going to do it, I might as well give it a try before I got too old. So.
All right, finally, who do you have to thank for your 2018 endeavor?
I got to thank, my family, for one, for just making the trek, and Jerry and Robin and all the guys that work on the car. I mean, they've put it all together. I just come in and drive it and try to help when I can. So Jerry busts his butt on this car, and it's, and Robin puts up with it. So I've got to thank them, my wife, the kids, they all work hard at it, and they deal with the traveling. So, there's a lot of people to thank, but the Home 2 Suites for putting us up when we're here. And it's a good time. It's just fun, and I'm just glad to be back.